colleagues, we are going to have a long night, so let us resume. We will now begin consideration of terminology. My intention is to make as much progress as we can on terminology. We will reconvene in room 21. My expectation is that when we break at 6 o'clock, we will then reconvene at 7 p.m. in room 21, and then we will continue terminology. We will move from terminology to G, and hopefully we will be able to come back to target F and the outstanding elements before midnight tonight. I have asked the facilitators of the 10 plus 10 to undertake informal consultations in the margins with a view to helping us to come back to target F at a later point this evening in a manner that can help us to flesh out the missing elements without which the indicator itself may not be sufficient. But let us prepare to do each thing in turn. We will get there. It won't be as easy as some would have thought, but nothing recently that we have tried to do has been particularly easy. I think there is some force trying to ensure that every per diem dollar, every salary provision made to us here in Geneva is accounted for and accounted for again. So, and I don't know that we are being paid by the hour, and those who are billing by the hour, I am hoping that your authorities are aware that they will have to up the budget and report accordingly. So we'll now begin consideration of terminology related to disaster risk reduction. As you're aware, in the intersessional period, work was done on terminology, and the reports of this are contained in A/AC.285-CRP1, November 12, 2016. And we also touched on elements of this in the informal consultations on Monday afternoon. On Monday, the Secretariat provided an in-depth explanatory informational briefing on the document entitled Results of the Informal Consultations of a Chair on Terminology Related to Disaster Risk Reduction. It highlighted the technical rationale concerning the terms of art proposed for consideration by experts during the third session and how these may be utilized during the negotiations. We had interactive discussions which allowed time for questions, clarifications, and comments on the substance of the issues at stake. Also, over the week, you all will recall that we have identified specific terms which require focused attention in the discussion on terminology. For example, disaster, displaced, evacuation, risk assessment, and critical infrastructure. Some proposals concerning terminology have also been shared with the Secretariat and have been shared with you. There were also some questions addressed in footnotes and working definitions, which may be better placed in the technical guidance that will be developed by UNISDR on the use of the global indicators and the Sendai framework monitor. I believe that we have a clear idea of the task before us. We need to cure any ambiguities or lack of clarity in the terms that we have presented and ensure that where terms are necessary and they are not captured, that we bring them in with appropriate definitions. So with that, let me invite the Secretariat, Bina, to give a brief introduction and indicate the document on which we will be working. And then we will proceed to a discussion. My intention is to ask delegations to indicate on which terms they wish to comment and to offer those comments so that we can quickly address term by term in a manner that will get us to closure as quickly as possible. Yeah.